KJC Country, 104.7 FM, Kevin Allen with you. And joining me this morning to talk about a special program we have coming up Sunday afternoon from the one-time group CW Junction, my good buddy, and he's been a longtime friend of mine, Jimmy Duncan. Good morning, Jimmy.
Well, hi, Kevin. What's going on?
Well, you tell me what's going on, my friend. We got you in today to talk about a special show we're doing this Sunday. We're looking back at the Grapevine Opry, aren't we?
We're in great company this weekend, aren't we?
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah,
well, in 1990, we organized and put together our very first, we had to call it Michigan Grapevine Opry because Grapevine, Texas has a Grapevine Opry there.
Gotcha. Wow,
and his nephew was involved in that, Lenny Hicks, that is.
Yeah.
So we got together at Trapper's downstairs. I believe it's a telephone sort of some kind of jobs upstairs now. It's no longer a restaurant.
Okay.
But 20 years ago, the very first show that you aired here on WKJC, we did a two-hour variety show and then edited it down to 1 hour and put it on the following Wednesday on KJC. And it was just really a lot of fun. It went on for about 2 years.
All right. That first show was in 1990. It aired in February of 1990.
Yep, 28 years ago.
Yeah, just before I started here, as a matter of fact. And you guys were the kind of the host of the show, CW Junction, and you mentioned Lenny Hicks and yourself. Who were the other two members of CW Junction?
Gary Hieronymus on drums and Denny Weisbaker on bass, Jimmy Duncan on steel, and Lenny Hicks was the wagon master.
He was, and you guys were a tight group. You sounded great, and you did your own stuff during the show, but then there were a lot of other acts who came on out and performed. You know, it was called the Grapevine Opry, but reminiscent of what, if you listen to the Grand Ole Opry, what they sound like.
A lot of fun. It got local talent out of the woodwork around Standish. We were amazed at the people that came and auditioned. Just a lot of talent around here. We'd really like to get something like that going again if we can find the right master of ceremonies that we're open for interviews.
Oh, very good. All right. It would be great to get that local talent back up on the stage.
I know.
Many years ago here on WKJC, we ran Back Porch Soundtracks where we talked to a lot of the Michigan talent. That was a lot of fun to do, too. We talked to a lot of very talented people.
It was amazing. You didn't even know they're out there.
Yeah.
A little more publicity and we can have some more stars because there's every bit as talent as what you're hearing now on the commercial outlets. They just need the right break, or
that's
at least
right.
Locally. I think it's more fun to be a big frog in a small pond.
I agree with you.
You can keep your sanity and you can go shopping without getting mugged.
You're right. Well, the show's airing this Sunday. It's the very first Michigan Grapevine Opry program, aired in February of 1990. You're going to hear a lot of classic country because I listened to the show and there is, it's nothing but, of course, with it being 1990, you're going to hear songs from before that. And they go back to the 50s, the 60s, the 70s. It's some great music.
Well, Alt Franklin was on there.
Yeah.
Jack Brown, Jack Brown. He used to play bass for little Jimmy Dickens.
Oh,
and
right.
I never believed him till he took me to Jimmy's house one day and we had a sit down visit. But he's a lot of fun.
Ruthie is on the show.
Ruthie Van Gilder.
Yeah.
She pretty much co-hosted.
She did,
there.
Yeah. And she could sing. There was no doubt about that. Very, very talented young lady, for sure.
Oh, there's a voice. I could tell she'd worked on that for a while. She's very good.
Yeah, and there's many other stars on this, a lot of local stars. It really was a well-put-together show, and you're going to get to hear it along with some of the music of CW Junction, too.
Yeah, even Julie Deschano, I was surprised.
Right,
I was glad
to
hear she was on that show.
Yeah, it was a great show, and you're going to listen in and hear all of them and more Michigan Grapevine Opry this Sunday. Jimmy, it's always a pleasure.
Thank you.